Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ken's dumb, I'm smart.
Why do I let you leave this stuff?
This has been fun. This has been fun. We have the whole city talking about Kirk Cousins all of a sudden.
I fail to get a great answer because you keep slip-sliding away from the whole Shanahan thing out there in San Francisco. If people know who needs good quarterbacks, it's NFL head coaches. And you're the master of saying, stop asking for more time. Stop finding a way to beg for more time. Just go out and get a quarterback. Well, Kirk Cousins was available. And they were willing to deal. And if he's a franchise quarterback, which is the debate, if he's a franchise quarterback, then you should have no problem giving up. Then you should have no problem giving up multiple picks over multiple years because a franchise quarterback is what gets you over the hump for that.
But the story in San Francisco.
We got a whole year to talk about.
And we'll bring Zach Meisel here to talk about the Indians, the red hot Indians, one in a row, but it is red hot for Frankie Lindor. I'm just saying, in San Francisco, they've been talking about for a year that Brian Hoyer is the stopgap for 1 year before they go after Cousins. We go out to the Mercedes-Benz.
Also, I just want to point out, Haleem just said, most Cleveland thing ever, this is why Trump is in office. Let's pick a guy who can't take a snap from under center over a guy who threw over 5,000 yards.
And with that, we bring in Zach Meisel, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. Zach, welcome to the show. You have no idea what you just opened yourself up for.
Well, I've seen on Twitter all this argument and debate, and I wonder if I'm kind of walking into a hornet's nest here. I don't want to interrupt this great July discussion.
It's a wonderful time.
Put it this way, Zach. The Indians are on the West Coast. They haven't been playing particularly well. It was nice for them to get a win yesterday. And so I think fans maybe needed a little bit of a break from the Indians, who had been struggling. But now they ended that four-game losing streak, the longest losing streak they've had in 2 years. It was certainly nice, but a different look yesterday in the field. I've seen the play about 100 times. Giovanni Urshela, I thought that a bunt could literally hit him in the face. That's how close he was standing to the catcher yesterday when he tried to turn two on that double play. A play I would never advise him to make, and he made it, and it was huge for the Indians.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people have advocated for Jason Kipnis to be moved to the outfield or moved to a different team. Well, I don't know if that would be the best case scenario for the Indians, but this is what the defense could look like. And whether it's Giovanni Urshela at third or if it's Eric Gonzalez, both of those guys really talented on the infield defensively. And then you put Jose Ramirez at second base, where he's had a lot more experience than he has at third base. And you see what the defense can do. And the defense won them a game last night. It was the Giants didn't play defense well. And the
How
Indians
many times
did.
Have we said that this year, Zach? Not many. Yeah.
Right, and sometimes you need that when the offense is struggling, when the pitching has been inconsistent. You need something, and so at least you can rely on your gloves and prevent the other team. Because the Giants' offense is terrible. It's absolutely awful. It was the perfect matchup for Josh Tomlin. So at least they got the gloves working, and it basically paved the way for a win.
Zach Meisel joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline. We got into it about Trevor Bauer yesterday morning, Zach, and one of the things that bothered me is that anytime we get to talking about Trevor Bauer, well, he's not the reason. You gave up. You only had two runs with Corey Kluber. Why can't you do this or that? Trevor Bauer's isn't the problem. I'm not saying that Trevor Bauer is the only problem the Indians have. There's plenty of problems. But if you were to rank the problems with the Indians or the disappointments this season with the Indians, where does Trevor Bauer rank to you?
Yeah, that is the thing. I mean, it's something different every night. Kluber pitches well, but he can't get some rookie who has no experience out, and so that's like part of your downfall. And then the next day, it's Bauer can't even get out of the first inning, and the day after that, it's the offense can't do something, and the day after that, it's a key error. I mean, it really has been something different every night, but if you want to talk about individuals and who hasn't carried their weight, I think somewhere near the top of the list would be Salazar, Tomlin, and Bauer. And the rotation was the reason. Look, it wasn't the reason why they made their run in October, because they were down to 2.5 starting pitchers. But it was the reason they won 94 games and the reason they won the division going away last year. And it makes everyone's life easier when the starting pitchers can go 6-7 innings a night and give you consistency. And I know overall the team ERA is pretty good and the offense has been pretty lackluster. But I still think when you get that consistency from the rotation, it's so helpful. And it's the reason they won 14 games in a row last summer. It's the reason why the bullpen was as dominant as it was because it wasn't overworked. And so I think this year, just the way the rotation has kind of fallen apart has really been the most, not necessarily the most perplexing thing, but the thing that it's like, man, if they could just do this, if they could just get the right guys in place, I think a lot of the other team's faults, we wouldn't notice them. It wouldn't be as glaring. So to me, it's the rotation, and I think Bauer is right up there near the top of the blame game there.
Zach Meisel joining us right now on the hotline talking Indians baseball. So we know that Corey Kluber is your number one. We know that Carlos Carrasco is the number two and has had a pretty solid year, the last outing notwithstanding. But are the Indians in a situation where they can honestly wait for Danny Salazar to get back after a couple good rehab starts to see if he can be the number three, or do they have to go out right now, take the bull by the horns, and trade for a number three starter for them?
I think they have to go out and get someone, because even if Salazar's next start comes with the Indians, and I personally would like to see him make one more rehab start, because a couple weeks ago he was struggling to get outs at like low A and double A. So I know he's pitched well the last two times out, but I'd like to see one more. But he's going to make at most one, maybe two starts before the trade deadline. That's not enough to know whether he's back to his first half of 2016 form. So you think about a playoff series, and let's say this now. The Indians could stand pat and win the division. I think Kansas City and Minnesota might top out around 82, 83 wins. The Indians should be better than that as is. But if you think about a postseason series, you probably need three, maybe four pitchers, starting pitchers. And who do you trust? Maybe Clevinger, but do you trust him to pitch deep into a game? Probably not. So maybe he's your number four, and you only need him in a seven-game series or maybe for a long relief or something like that. But you need a number three starter. And I think even if Salazar pitches well over the next couple of weeks, how do you know he's going to hold up? He hasn't done that in a year. So I think you have to go make a move. I think that's the number one move to make. I know they could use some bullpen depth. They could use some help offensively. But starting pitching makes everything else easier.
Is there a trade that you've had in your mind that you think will work?
Well, I think it's tough, because starting pitching is the greatest commodity. And everyone, the Astros are like 64-31, and they need a starting pitcher. And you hear rumblings about the Dodgers wanting starting pitching, and every contender could use it. Boston could use some. The Yankees, for sure. So you're going to have to pay more, just because there's going to be competition. But I still think, because there are options like Sonny Gray, who signed for a couple years, he's in arbitration, he shouldn't be too expensive, he's itching to get out of Oakland, I think that's the kind of guy who would make a big difference. And he's been, if you look at his career numbers, last year was certainly an outlier. He's had really good numbers every other year of his career, and that includes this year. And I think if you don't have to give up Mejia, and you can get a really good number three pitcher, I think that's the best case scenario.
Zach Meisel joining us on the show, Cleveland.com Indians writer. Follow him on Twitter at Zach Meisel. On the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, okay, for Sonny Gray. Now, I'm willing to pay the piper. Say it came down to Francisco Mejia, I would pay the piper for it. If I don't want to, am I being a cheap ass here, or is there sound reasoning to not giving up that catcher?
No, because, if I think we can all agree the team needs a starting pitcher, but if you ask a lot of fans, what else do you think they need? They're going to say they wish they had some offense from the catching position. Well, you can probably get that next year, because I don't think it's the right time to call him up. I think if you asked Corey Kluber to all of a sudden, after working with Gomes and Perez for years and years, you want him to then go throw to a 21-year-old kid who has like 60 games at AA and is still grasping the English language and has a lot of strides to make behind the plate, that's a lot to ask. And so I think the Indians, that's why Mejia is still at AA and he's not at the big league level. But he could be ready a year from now. And I think working with the pitchers in spring training next year will be huge. And so, if you want to keep that guy, I completely understand it. He's jumping up all of the leaderboards and the prospect rankings. He's obviously really polished offensively. So I don't think so, and I think the Indians have other prospects that they can give up. I think Tristan McKenzie's a really good piece. I think that's someone Oakland would love because he's – I don't think the Athletics think they're going to contend next year, and McKenzie's a few years away. So, yeah, I don't think you're being cheap. I think there are ways to add help without giving up your best prospect. Now, if you are willing to include Mejia in a deal, yeah, you can probably get just about anybody out there.
Zach, real quick, I don't know if you're going to hang up on me. Cousins or Kizer, which one?
Give me, what? if you would have asked this question before the draft, how many people would have said Kizer?
Nobody. I wouldn't have.
He's wearing a Browns jersey now. That changes everything the way that people think.
Oh, that's true. I think that's the point that Zach's making here. Do you watch football, Zach? Because a lot of guys might be anti-football. You watch football.
I watch everything.
You're a wonderful person.
Yeah.
All right, Zach. Well, thank you very much for the time, buddy. So you're going to say Cousins, correct?
I'm going to say Cousins.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, Zach. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Zach Meisel joining us courtesy of the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline, 216-578-0092. News dump coming up, and also some explosive news with Zach, or excuse me, with Zeke Elliott, and also how much would you pay to get your dog back? It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyme live in the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.